The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeeja Sawal Kieja. I'm your host Vidya and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by the amazing preschool and after school program Safari Kid. All information about Safari Kid can be found at safarikidca.com. As usual, we have three rounds, three categories of 10 questions each. Our buzzer system in the studio lets us know which contestant buzzed first, there's a clear advantage in buzzing first. We practiced a little bit before the show, but let's see how the kids do in the studio. For the kids listening at home, I'll have a listener question at the end of each round, so do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our call-in number when I make the listener question announcement is 510-770-1550. I want to mention that the Safari Quiz Show has two amazing sponsors for our prizes. Our first sponsor is Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice that's located in the Ardenwood area of Fremont, very close to 880. So even if you're not in Fremont, do check them out because they're really easy to find and are well located. Smile Zone Family Dental's practice is run by Dr. Milu, who has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. She has a lovely office that's very soothing for kids, so they will not be scared about going to the dentist. They accept a wide variety of insurance and give discounts to cash patients. They're also open on Saturdays. Contact them at 510-505-0123. That's an easy number, 505-0123. Or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. Our other sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Sanjeev Gupta CPA is a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. They do accounting, payroll, corporate, partnership, tax preparation, individual tax preparation. Do contact them at 510-825-7563, 825-7563, or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's SanjeevCPA.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. Make sure you mention the Safari Quiz Show. I'm sure tax season is not that near, but there are people thinking about their December advance minimum tax and all kinds of stuff like that. So better be prepared and contact Sanjeev Gupta CPA at 510-825-7563. Thanks to Sanjeev Gupta and Dr. Milo of Smile Zone, we've been able to increase the prizes for the kids in the studio. Our winners now get $40 in gift cards and the runners-up get $15 each in gift cards. So we have three contestants in the studio today, and as a surprise contestant, we have Lori. Now, Lori typically does not participate in the show because she's my daughter, and certainly there is a little bit of a conflict of interest. But our third contestant, Ishan, who was supposed to be here, unfortunately couldn't make it. And you have to take my word for it that she actually has no idea about the questions today. So she is stepping in and trying her luck. And this is a very unusual and unique opportunity. And I don't think it's going to be repeated very soon. So our first contestant is Lori. So Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm in sixth grade. I go to Ardenwood Elementary School.
And what do you do for fun?
I watch a lot of anime.
She watches a lot of anime. If we have contestants, if you're a person who likes watching anime, manga, and you'd like to be on the show, your chance is to go up against Lori sometime in the future. But it's a great category, and maybe we'll do it sometime, except I know nothing about it. All right, our next contestant is Prabal. Now, Prabal is a regular listener of the show, right?
Yeah, I usually listen to it when I'm in the car.
Have you called into the show sometimes?
I think only once. I'm not sure.
Okay, it's wonderful to have one of our listeners come and be part of the show. So, Prabal, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Prabal. I'm in sixth grade. I go to Cupertino Middle School. My hobbies are playing basketball and reading.
Awesome. What kind of books do you read?
I read mostly like mystery or fantasy books.
Okay, so today's category, fantasy books for kids, is right up your alley, huh? Awesome. Yep. Let's see how you do in that one.
Okay.
We've all practiced on the buzzer, so I am guessing today we have three really bright kids, so quick buzzing in is going to be important. All right. Okay. So how is middle school, by the way?
Middle school is awesome.
Yeah? No difficulty transitioning from elementary?
No, there's no difficulty.
No difficulty either.
It's fun. I mean, it's not... I mean, I'm much more happy in middle school than elementary school. Elementary
Why?
School is worse. First, elementary school hot lunches were horrible tasting. and middle school hot lunches taste way better.
I mean, good priorities. All right, that's a good reason for liking middle school. What else?
And you also get homework. Isn't that homework isn't that like tough? You get little homework. It's just light. You get light homework.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. I've always heard middle school is much worse because there's so much more work because every teacher assigns their own homework. No?
No.
Oh, something to look forward to for our other people who are transitioning to middle school, who may be our next contestant, Rahul.
Hi, my name is Rahul Ramakrishnan, and I'm 10 years old at Ardenwood Elementary.
Okay.
My hobbies are soccer, reading, video games, and other kind of, and TV, of course. I forgot to mention that I am 10 years old. Did I mention that?
You did. So tell me about your soccer team.
Soccer team? I don't have a soccer team, but like when I'm bored and I have nothing else to do, I just play soccer.
So how come you didn't join a rec team or something like
that?
My
mom forced me to play basketball.
Oh, do you play for the school?
Sometimes. I'm trying to.
You're trying to. Awesome. Okay, so we have Rahul, who is fifth grade.
Yes.
All right. So we have a fifth grader, and you know now sixth grade is not going to be that bad. However, sixth grade at Ardenwood Elementary may be terrible, as our sixth grader from Ardenwood Elementary, Lori, is here. And she will tell you that it's not easy.
Mrs. Gregory.
Everybody speak straight into the mic so everyone can hear you. All right. Are we ready? Our first category is fantasy books for kids. All right. So I know everybody knows this, so you have to be really quick on the buzzer. First question. Thrilling trilogy whose second book is Catching Fire?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games, 10 points to Lori. Question number 2. This book follows the quest of Bilbo Baggins to win a share of the treasure?
Hobbit.
Hobbit is right. That is Rahul for 10 points. First in a series of books by Rick Riordan about the son of Poseidon?
Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
That is not correct. I asked for the first in a series of books.
Oh.
Question passes to Lori.
Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Lightning Thief. 5 points to Lori. Question number 4. Classic about a little girl who falls down a rabbit hole and begins a series of adventures.
Alice in Wonderland.
First in a series. Remember, listen to the question. First in a series by Christopher Paolini about a young farm boy who finds a stone on a mountain which turns out to be a dragon's egg. First in a series by Christopher Paolini about a young farm boy who finds a stone on a mountain which turns out to be a dragon's egg.
The Dragon in the Sock Drawer?
Nope, not correct. 5 points from Lori. Question passes to Prabal.
Pass.
To Rahul. It's Eragon.
Oh.
Eragon. Question number 6. Story about a girl and her dog who get uprooted from their home in Kansas by a tornado and land in a mysterious land.
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. 10 points.
God.
Okay, this is a tricky one. Second in a series of novels set in Narnia featuring Aslan, it has three items in the title.
Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. 10 points to Prabal. Question number 9. First in a series of books about a 12-year-old millionaire genius and criminal mastermind.
Oh, classic? No, I know this book. Oh, Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl. Very good. 10 points to Rahul. And last question in this round. Story by Brian Jacks about a community of peace-loving mice threatened by...
Redwall.
Clooney the Scourge. All right. And with that, we come to the end of our first round. And we come to our listener question. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. This question is only for the listeners, so I know the kids in the studio will know this, but don't press your buzzer. All right. Question is, classic about a land where children never grow old but are threatened by a pirate with one hand and one hook. Classic about... Oh, there we go. We have our first caller. Hi, you're in the air.
Who? My name is Mansi, and I think the answer is Peter Pan.
Mansi. Thank you, Mansi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Never mind. My name is Sachin.
My name is Sachin, and
My name is Satvik, and my answer is Neverland.
Satvik says Neverland. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Peter Pan.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Aditya, and I think the answer is Peter Pan.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Peter Pan.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nithi.
Nithi, yes, and your answer is?
And the answer is Neverland.
Thank you, Nithi. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is Peter Pan.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Peter Pan.
Thank you, Stuti. What a lovely voice. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello? I think we lost them, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I wonder if you're having a problem with the phones, because that's the second call that we're not hearing. Okay, if anybody is trying to call in, we are actually not seeing the numbers on the board, which is sort of unusual. So if we're going to take a break now, we'll give another four callers a chance during the break if you manage to call in. So keep trying. 510-770-1550. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiya Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Lori, Prabal and Rahul. We've just finished the first category of fantasy books for kids. Everybody did well on that round, but we'll see first who won our listener challenge. Our question was classic about a land where children never grow old but are threatened by a pirate with one hand. The story, of course, was Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie. And this time, Rahul picked the winner and he's going to announce it now.
The winner is Stuti.
Stuti, very good. Well done. Stuti, congratulations. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to as well if you would like to participate on the show. Recently, after I announced it last time, we got a lot of inquiries to participate. I'm really happy that some of our listeners went ahead and reached out to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In fact, you'll hear some familiar names that you hear answering the questions in the studio one of these days in the future. Next week, I want to announce is a listener special. So I know a lot of people are traveling, but if you're in town, you absolutely should tune in because there are so many more chances to win prizes. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing after our first round. Lori, how many points do you have?
40.
And Prabal, how many points do you have?
10.
Prabal has 10. Rahul?
I have 15.
Rahul has 15. And this is still anybody's game because we have 20 more questions left. So it can go anyway. Our next category is mythological hybrids. Mythological hybrids. Okay. Question number one. Better listen to the whole question. These beautiful women with wings feature in Greek mythology. They keep snatching food out of the hands of Phineas and have angry personalities.
The harpies?
Harpies. Very good. 10 points to Lori, who tells me she has a book about Greek monsters. So I think she has a slight advantage here.
Mythical monsters.
Mythical monsters. Yes. Question number two. These creatures with a body of a woman and a tail of a fish feature in many mythologies around the world.
Mermaid.
Mermaid is right. 10 points to Prabal. Question number three. This mythical creature traditionally is known with a body of a lion and a human head. In Greek mythology, it has the body of a lion, face of a woman, and wings. But we know more about it because it's of its Egyptian...
The Sphinx.
The Sphinx. Very good. Body of a lion, head of a human. Question number four. This is a mythological creature with a head, arm, and torso of a human and the body and legs of a horse.
Centaur.
Centaurs. Very good. Chiron is a famous one I wanted to add.
Chiron.
Very good.
He's in the
Chiron. Okay, there you go. Question number five. Half man, half goat creature in Greek and Roman mythology.
Faun.
No,
that is not correct. Question passes to Greek, remember? Yes.
Goat? No. Pass.
Pass.
Satyr?
Satyr. That's right. Satyr. 5 points. Part man, part bull. He dwelt in the middle of the Cretan labyrinth.
Minotaur.
10 points to Rahul. Very good. Half man, half eagle. He's the ride of Lord Vishnu. Stumped everybody.
Garuda
is right. Good job. I wanted to throw in one googly there with an Indian mythological hybrid. Okay. A legendary creature that resembles a winged horse with a head and upper body.
Pegasus.
No, I didn't finish.
Damn.
With the head and upper body of an eagle. A question is open to both of you now. You can buzz in. A legendary creature which resembles a winged horse with the head and upper body of an eagle.
Oh.
Eagle-horse combo. Horse-eagle combo. The name, I'll give you a clue. The name has the first part is the horse part and the second part is the eagle part in the name. So if you know what the Latin word for horse is, this would give you a clue. No, everybody's
stumped. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. A legendary creature which resembles a winged horse with the head and upper body of an eagle.
I know this.
No, blank. Oh. Hippogriff.
Oh.
A hippogriff.
It says in the Harry Potter series.
Yes, it's a hippogriff. All right, question number 9. A monstrous fire-breathing creature composed of the parts of 3 animals, a lion, a snake, and a goat.
Chimera.
Usually depicted as a lion with the head of the goat arising from its back and a tail that ends in a snake's head. Last question in our mythical hybrids category. 3-headed dog that was the offspring of...
Hades.
No, Hades is the guy. That's the question passed. Oh, I'm not finished, actually. I'm going to finish the question and then it's open to buzzer for the remaining two. 3-headed dog that was the offspring of... No, he is wrong. Yes, it was wrong.
Yeah.
Offspring of Echidna, a hybrid half-woman and half-servant. It guards the netherworld.
Cerberus.
Very good. All right. Whoops.
Sorry.
All right. Actually, we'll come to the end of this category and we are ready for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And this is still in the categories mythological hybrids. Supernatural creature with a humanoid body, wings, and a halo. Supernatural creature with a human body, wings, and a halo. All right. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sabina and the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Sabina. Question stumped everybody. Oh, there's our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, what's
my
your name?
My name is Akansha and the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha and the answer is an angel.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sapli and the answer is Angel.
What's your name again?
Sapli.
Spell it.
Sapli.
Bubbly.
B-A-B-L-I.
Yeah. Got it, Bubbly. Yes, thank you, Bubbly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya and the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nithi.
Nithi?
And the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Nithi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ojas and the answer is Angel.
Wait, is it Ojas?
Yeah.
Thank you, Ojas. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
My name is Archana and I think the answer is Angel.
Thank you, Archana. Archana was our last caller. If you're still trying to get through, don't worry. We have one more question at the end of our third category, which is winter sports. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll... Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have finished two rounds. This is your host, Vidya. And if you haven't checked out Safari Kids for your preschool or after-school needs, you're missing out on something. All right, before we see how the kids in the studio are doing, let's find out what the answer for the second listener question was and who won. Our question was, in the category mythological hybrid, supernatural creature with a humanoid body, wings and a halo, and of course, the answer was indeed Angel. A lot of people got it right, and Prabal has picked the winner and is going to announce it now.
The winner is Akansha.
Akansha, congratulations. All right, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today. I need your name, your address, the question and the answer so that we can get your prize to you as soon as possible. Once again, the way to reach us for any question, comment or to register is to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And now we see how the kids in the studio are doing. Lori, how many points do you have?
90.
Whoa, okay, 90 points for Lori. Prabal?
25.
Prabal has 25.
15.
Rahul has 15. All right. So, because Lori is my daughter, even though she didn't know the questions, I feel like there is a conflict of interest. So she has very kindly agreed to hand over her winner's award to the second prize winner. So now, the boys have an opportunity to either beat her or beat each other to come second. All right. So our category is winter sports, where I think everybody has an equal advantage. Question number one. Question number one. Competitive sport in which the participant attaches long runners to boots or shoes and comes down a snow-covered slope.
Cross-country skiing.
I will accept it. I just wanted skiing. And that is fine. 10 points to Prabha. Question number 2. What the performers in Disney on Ice are doing, also an Olympic sport?
Figure skating.
Figure skating. 10 points to Lori. Very good. Question number 3. You know, these questions are so difficult, I have to think about the answers too. Honestly, it's not familiar to me. I had to do some research for this. A winter sport in which teams of 2 or 4 make timed runs down narrow, twisting, banked ice tracks in a gravity-powered sled.
Bobsled?
Bobsled. Whoa. The answer took less time than the question. Question number 4. Winter sport that involves descending a slope that's covered with snow while standing on a board attached to a rider's feet.
Luge.
No, board attached to a rider's feet. It's not the luge. Question passes to?
Pass.
Rahul.
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding, yes. A board attached to a rider's feet. Okay. 5 points to Lori. Question number 5. A type of skating or snowboarding that involves zigzagging around obstacles.
Figure skiing. Freestyle skiing.
No. Question passes to Rahul.
Freestyle skating.
No. It's I said it's a type of skating that involves zigzagging around obstacles. Question passes to Lori. Slalom. Slalom. Yeah. It's called slalom. Question number 6. A land vehicle designed for winter travel on snow.
Snowmobile.
Snowmobile. 10 points to Prabal. Question number 7. Team sport played on ice in which skaters...
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey. 10 points to Prabal. Question number 8. Sport in which players slide stones towards across a sheet of ice.
Curling.
Curling. Towards a target area which is segmented into 4 rings. Question number 9. Form of skiing in which participants propel themselves across snow-covered terrain using skis and poles.
Skiing?
What kind of skiing?
I don't know. Pass.
Question passes to...
Cross-country?
Cross-country skiing. This was the answer. Cross-country skiing. Okay, question number 10. Last question in this round. One form of this racing, the long-distance one, can be long-distance races of 300 to over 1,000 miles and involve not just human competitors but also their best friends.
Bobsleigh? Bobsleigh?
No, that's not correct. Question passes to Rahul.
Ski marathon?
No, you're just minusing it and losing your points. Question passes to Lori.
Dog sled?
Dog sled. Human competitors, but also their best friends. Who's the best friend of a man? A dog. There you go. And with that, we come to the end of our contest today. Awesome job by everybody. Let's go to our listener question. Third listener question, 510. Do we already have a caller? Okay, we need to take that call and see what they have to say. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. What's going on? No.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah, Sabina.
Hi, Sabina. You're ready to answer the question on live on air? Let's go for this.
Yes, I am.
Which city will the next Winter Olympic Games be held? Which city will the next Winter Olympic Games be held? It's coming up really soon.
I know what it is.
Call back. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Isha, and I think the answer is Moscow.
Isha says Moscow. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Sabina. The answer is Moscow.
Thank you, Sabina. Let's go to the next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the air.
So, hi, my name is Madhav and the... Russia.
Russia, but what's the name of the city?
Sofia.
Okay, thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja. And I think the answer is Soji.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Sochi, Russia.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Shreya and the answer is Sochi.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ojas and the answer is Janira and Basil.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria and the answer is Sochi.
Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ignor and the answer is Sochi, Russia.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shamita and I think the answer is Sochi, Russia.
Thank you, Shamita, and welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Murtaza, and the answer is Sochi, Russia.
Is that Murtaza?
Yes.
Oh, I got the name right. Well, welcome to the show, our new caller. Wonderful, always lovely to hear that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Bubbly.
Hi, Bubbly, what's your answer?
Sochi, Russia.
Okay, and we have room for one more call. Hi, you're on the air. Hi. You're on the air. You're our last caller for this question. Hello?
My name is Sunya. And the answer is Sunya.
Let's go to our next... Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. All right, so we do have our enough answers to do our raffle for our third question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all the winners. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Quiz Show!
Jija Sawal Kieja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with Lori, Prabal and Rahul. But before we see how they're doing, let's find out what the answer of our third listener question was, which was which city will the next Winter Olympic Games be held? It's Sochi, Russia. That's the correct answer. Sochi, Russia. And I've been informed that it actually, instead of usually starting next winter, it's going to start in the early part of 2014, and we've had some very interesting eliminations and preparations from the US as well. So it should be fun to watch some of the sports that we've been talking about today, like skiing, figure skating, luge, bobsled, and cross-country skiing. I don't think they do dog sled though, but it's fun too. So let's see who won our third listener question. That one was picked by Lori, and she's going to announce it now.
The winner of the third listener question was Shivam.
Shivam! Yay! Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, address, question and answer. And please do so today so Miss Anu can hand out your prize as soon as possible. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Lori, how many points do you have?
130.
130, awesome. Woohoo! What about Prabal?
40.
Prabal has 40 and Rahul?
5.
But he's taking it in a very good spirit, as you can see. Well, since Lori stepped in at the last minute and she happens to be my daughter, I don't think it's fair that she should take the winner's thing. So this time the winner's prize is going to our second place winner, which is Prabal. Woohoo! Awesome. We hope to see everybody back in our studio sometime in the future for future categories, and we'll try to make it as fun as possible again. With that, we come to the end of today's show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme song was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
रेखा खट 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 बाज दस तक हो न अब तक आए।